The White House has suggested that Donald Trump's proposed trade deadline could be extended. The US president had threatened to impose a 50% tariff on goods from the EU if agreement wasn't reached by the 9th of next month. A 10% import tax has been in place since April. The issue was raised at last night's media briefing, and we can listen to an exchange between journalists and the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt.
On the July deadline that's coming up for the trade deals, is that deadline still hard and fast for the president, or is he now considering even coming to trade deals after that deadline, and where is he on that going forward?
I think the president has been asked this quite a few times by many of you in the media. I've heard him answer it at press conferences and at gaggles. He just spoke about it on Air Force One. The deadline is not critical. The president can simply provide these countries with a deal if they refuse to make us one by the deadline, and that means the president can pick a reciprocal tariff rate that he believes is advantageous for the United States and for the American worker, and he will continue to do that. But as for the deals, our United States Trade Ambassador, Jamison Greer, I speak to him frequently. He's working very hard, and he has had very good and productive discussions with many of our key trading partners.
The deadline is not critical. However, Taoiseach Simon Harris said an extension wouldn't help exporters. He was speaking to reporters in Cork this morning.
What I would say is this: I heard overnight some comments from the White House press secretary that President Trump, you know, might consider extending the deadline beyond the 9th of July. And on one level, people might say that's a positive. I don't see it as such. We need to work really intensively to try and get a deal, at least a framework deal, in advance of the 9th of July for one very big reason: uncertainty. Uncertainty is causing people to pause their investment decisions. That has an impact on jobs. There's people in factories today in Ireland who want that certainty. Businesses want certainty. So what we don't need is an elongation of the period of uncertainty.
And that was Simon Harris speaking this morning. Simon McKeever is the chief executive of the Irish Exporters Association, and he joins us now on the line. Simon, what do you make of what the White House has been saying?
Good afternoon, Rachel, and to all your listeners. What do I make? Well, there you go. I suppose waiting to see what the next thing that they might say. It's very difficult because it's so unpredictable. You never know what what's the next thing that's going to enter into the president's head and what he might come out with. So I think it's very hard to take. I suppose the only thing I would take out of this is that maybe there's a little bit less pressure on than there was before, but the very unpredictable nature of the president and the administration just means, as the Taoiseach was saying there, that we're still in a very uncertain period of time here at the moment. So, you know, in some way, if the 10% stays there, there is a level of certainty that it's still there, but over the longer term of this, not knowing what way this is going to turn out is not helping exporting and importing companies. And just to give you a sense of where we are at the moment, there has been a lot of preloading of exports into the United States over the first 6 months of this year, particularly in the months of May, April and June, and a little bit in March. There's been a lot of goods have been placed into the United States ahead of the deadlines in July. And that's across the board, particularly in pharma, as you can probably imagine. But other companies have put a lot of product in there. But they're now faced with a big decision in terms of, do they place more product? Because, you know, there's a lot of expectations the United States may start going into a recession over the summer. The effect of the tariffs hitting small businesses in particular, but also the consumer, has been largely expected to hit during the months of kind of June, July and August. So a lot of our members are having placed all that product, are going, well, do I really want to risk placing more product in there? Because what happens if it doesn't sell? So that's exactly where we are at the moment. We would directly see a lot of the effect of what the pharma companies are doing, because we handle a lot of the certs, and there's been a huge amount going into the States. Mm-hmm. And then if you look also at our export figures, really, if you take out what we've been doing with the United States, and the underlying piece in that is pharma then our exports haven't really grown year over year. And actually, if you look at the rest of the world exports, taking out the United States, our exports have actually fallen. And the kind of places where we really improved our exports are where we would have things like coordination centres in Belgium and Netherlands, where a lot of trade is amalgamated and put onto bigger ships going to the rest of the world. So it's not a massively pretty picture in terms of the exports at the moment, and this uncertainty doesn't really help. And Rachel, sorry, just so people kind of understand, there is two types of tariffs out there for debate at the moment. So you have these reciprocal tariffs that were brought out, and you might remember the president holding up the cardboard board.
Yeah, this is it. Even though just how reciprocal they actually were was a matter of some debate. I mean, some of the numbers seem to have been pulled out of thin air. But anyway, yeah, I take your point.
So there's that one, and so everybody has been hit with a global tariff of 10% at the moment. That is, you know, certainly what we're hearing is that is unlikely to change. So I don't see.
And is that a big problem for your members, the fact that this 10% is likely to remain in place?
Of course it's a problem, because it makes their goods more expensive in the United States and makes them less competitive in the United States. And a lot of our members have spent the last 3 months talking to their customers and talking along the length of the outbound supply chain, going, how do we deal with this tariff? How do we split it up?
But are people then beginning to become resigned to that, the fact that the 10% could be there into the medium term at least?
No, I wouldn't say resigned, but certainly becoming more aware that the 10% might not change. But so there's no resignation in relation to all of this, but there is certainly an awareness that 10% might not go away. So that's one piece. So that 10% tariff is one side of the thing. And then the other side is the Section 232 investigation that is going on. And pharma and semiconductors and timber and lumber products are caught up in that. And that could go on for 9 months. So the pharma was brought into that on the 1st of April this year. The investigation can take up to 270 days. And then the president has 90 days to decide whether he's putting that in place or not. Now, that has gone quiet. And the reason that has gone quiet is the kind of lobbying piece on that in the States has closed. So people were invited to send a submission in the States. That's closed. So they're looking at that. Who knows when they're going to come out with the result on that. And that could be as high as 25% if that tariff comes in place. So there's two separate things going on here. And then you have a potential retaliation by the EU.
Simon McKeever, sorry to cut across you there. Okay. Unfortunately, we've run out of time today, but I have a feeling we'll be talking to you again. Simon, many thanks for being with us this afternoon. Simon McKeever is the Chief Executive of the Irish Exporters Association.